love every morning to go over and spend 2 hours at ABC. Even though my children tell me that I'm in the wrong generation and I don't get it anymore, I am totally convinced that I could sit with our guys and make ABC number one in 2 years. Bornstein had only been in his job for 6 months, so he could hardly be blamed. That left Braun and Bloomberg. Though Braun had been most visibly on the firing line, bearing the brunt of the press criticism for the millionaire fiasco, it was hard to fault him. While he, too, had championed his share of failures, he had backed both Survivor and CSI. Susan Lynn, the ABC executive hired by Joe Roth to work at the studio, now running ABC's Movies of the Week and miniseries, had argued that ABC had made a fundamental mistake by trying to turn its back on the middle American, family-oriented comedies that were ABC's historic strength and consistent with the Disney brand. Braun had embraced the strategy, and in November, he made a presentation to the board, describing the new direction and attributing the network's failure to the disastrous, Tarsus-inspired decision to imitate NBC with programs aimed at young, affluent, urban singles. That left Bloomberg. Although Bloomberg was a close ally of Iger and Braun was not, Eisner now derided his taste in programming as morose and dark, apparently on the basis of Bloomberg's support for Once and Again, a ratings failure but critical success, and the earlier Nothing Sacred, about a controversial priest. The day after Christmas, Lynn was on vacation in Florida when she got a call from Bornstein. Earlier, he'd mentioned that he thought she and Angela Shapiro, head of ABC Daytime, were talented executives who could handle more responsibility. Lynn had helped create for ABC fragile hits, such as My Wife and Kids, and According to Jim. Stu is going to be replaced, he told her. Do you want the job? Lynn had always liked Bloomberg, but if he was out, the opportunity to succeed him was an exciting challenge. After she said she was interested, Iger called to discuss her deal, apologizing for the modest salary increase, which was nowhere near what Bloomberg had earned. I can understand that you'd think it was unfair, Iger conceded, but after getting the board to approve Bloomberg's contract, I can't go back to the board and ask for more, he said. 48 hours later, Lynn was on a plane to Los Angeles to take up her new duties. That same day, Braun heard the rumor that Bloomberg was about to be fired and would be replaced by Lynn. Braun liked Lynn and enjoyed working with her. Still, it was startling and disappointing that he had never been consulted on the choice or even informed of it ahead of time, despite being co-chairman of ABC Entertainment. Bornstein hadn't consulted him out of deference to Braun's friendship with Bloomberg. On Monday, January 7, 2002, Bloomberg was summoned to a meeting with Eisner. According to his later accounts of the meeting, Eisner thanked him for taking the bullet on Millionaire, acknowledging implicitly that he knew it hadn't been Bloomberg's decision to air it 4 times a week. He was also granted an extraordinary exit package. His $9 million contract would remain in effect and would simply be transformed into a production deal. As he returned to his office in the ABC building, Bloomberg passed marketing head Alan Cohen. Cohen had just gotten a new job at Fox. I'm leaving, Cohen told him. I'm fired, Bloomberg replied.